USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan has begun as the speaker arrived in Taiwan Tuesday night local time. Pelosi and her delegation disembarked from a U.S. Air Force transport plane at Songshan Airport in downtown Taipei and were greeted by Taiwan's Foreign Minister Joseph Wu and Sandra Ouderkirk, the top U.S. representative in Taiwan. California and Illinois on Monday joined New York State and the city of San Francisco in declaring a health emergency over the monkeypox outbreak. Monkeypox, which has spread to more than 70 countries, was declared a global emergency last month by the WHO. California State Senator Scott Wiener on KCRA News.
We're seeing increased cases in other counties as well, and those other counties don't have the same public health infrastructure that San Francisco and LA have or the same resources. And so for those other counties, even a smaller number of cases can be really problematic.
USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver Walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
More than a dozen newspaper groups are suing the Texas Department of Public Safety for illegally withholding public records about the Uvalde school shooting. The organizations, including the Texas Tribune and ProPublica, filed suit on Monday after having each filed requests under the Texas Public Information Act for information about the police response to the deadly shooting in May. Iran may have the nuclear weapon.
Social media accounts linked to Iran's military claim the nation is able to build nuclear warheads if needed. At the United Nations, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken says nuclear proliferation is a serious issue.
As we gather today, Pyongyang is preparing to conduct its seventh nuclear test.
North Korea withdrew from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty in 2003, Secretary Blinken adding that Iran is also accelerating its nuclear program. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
The United States on Monday imposed sanctions on Chinese and other firms that said helped sell tens of millions of dollars in Iranian oil and petrochemical products to East Asia. The U.S. Treasury said the United States State Department imposed the sanctions on a total of six companies, four based in Hong Kong, one in Singapore, and one in the United Arab Emirates. The actions will freeze U.S.-based assets and generally bar Americans from dealing with them. Nancy Pelosi is in Taiwan, and China is not happy.
If House Speaker Pelosi insists on visiting Taiwan, China will take resolute and strong measures to defend its sovereignty and territorial integrity. As for what measures exactly we will take, let's wait and see if she dares making the visit.
Republican Senator Tom Cotton responds.
Nancy Pelosi last week, a rare conversation I had with her. We disagree on most things. But once the Biden administration leaked this trip, I think in an effort to deter Nancy Pelosi from going, I thought it was essential that she go, that she show that the United States will not be pushed around by Chinese communists, that the Chinese communists cannot tell any American citizen, much less an elected member of the United States Congress, when and where we can travel. I'm disappointed that the Biden White House has tried to put pressure on a speaker of their own party not to travel to Taiwan, which is a long-standing tradition, as Newt Gingrich said earlier, of American legislators traveling to Taiwan because of our relationship with that self-governing island.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.